The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to 8 days a week. Happy Thursday, everybody. This is the day with Jeff Lane and myself go through a little sampling of all the shows that appear on russosbrand.com. All of the shows that you can have at your access for less than $5 a week. You can opt out at any time. There is no long-term commitment. What's going on, Jeff? I didn't read your whole email, bro. So I'm just finding out you're in all kinds of agony so I could prolong the show. What's going on with you, bro?
What's up, man? Yeah. Well, first, all these shows, guys, you get in video and audio. If you like to listen to audio on the go, Realm Network gives you your own private RSS feed. You can pop it into your favorite podcast app. Very simple, very easy. There is zero long-term commitment. You can opt out at any time. Just go to russosbrand.com. And click subscribe to the Realm Network right at the top. Apparently, I have very bad posture when I sit in this chair all day.
Well, who told you that, bro?
Oh, everybody in my family.
Because you've been doing it for years, and all of a sudden you're going to have this issue?
Oh, that's why I want to go to the doctor to see if that's what it is or not. I have no idea. But, like, there's this muscle, like, right under my shoulder here on the right, and if I could just rip it out right now, I would. And like my entire right arm, like the muscle under here on top of my forearm, it's like my mouse arm, and like I can feel it when I'm using the mouse. So it makes sense, but I don't know.
Sounds to me like you need to go to a chiropractor, not a doctor.
Well, I have to go to my regular doctor first. If that's what I need, they'll refer me.
You can go to any chiropractor. What do you need to go to a regular doctor first?
So I get a referral. I don't have one. A chiropractor.
Oh, but there's a million chiropractors out there, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. Try with 200 bits.
Seems like if you're in agony, you're just wasting a step.
Well, not if I get a temporary solution.
Oh.
Because my doctor's right in town. The chiropractor's not.
All right. Hey, listen, I got to smarten people up, man, because people have to leave me alone. I don't think these are trolls, because if it's trolls, I'm not addressing trolls. Trolls can kiss my ass. I'm talking about brand members. I'm talking about followers. I'm talking about supporters. Guys, you got to understand something. Supposedly, there's a rumor out there, Jeff, that Eric Bischoff shot something with AEW. Okay, so you know, like, I'm getting yesterday. I go online for a couple of minutes, you know, just to go on Twitch and to go stream on YouTube a little bit while I discog some albums. That's all I go to do. I'm getting bombarded. What do you think about Bischoff being hired from AEW? Why ain't they hiring you? Do you don't want to go to AEW? Guys, let me please. This is why I need to get away from this shit, because it's like, no matter how many times I say it, like, nobody seems to understand it. So what we're going to start talking about is logic. Here's what, guys, let's talk logic, because I know with me, when I bring things back to logic and things make sense, it makes it easier for me. So let me try to explain logic to you guys. First of all, I don't give a shit who hires Eric Bischoff. I don't give a shit who hires Jim Cornette. I don't give a shit that Bruce Pritchard is working for the WWE. I don't give a shit. Okay. I thought I've made it clear. And here's where we're going to go into the logic, guys. I don't want to work for any wrestling company. Zero. None. I don't care if it's WWE. I don't care if it's AEW. I don't care if it's NXT. I don't care if it's Impact. I don't care if it's MLW. I don't care what it is. I have zero interest, no interest. Now, let's look at this logically, bro. if Eric Bischoff did something with AEW, if you guys listen to Bischoff, if you guys listen to Bruce, their entire presence on podcasting was like a job audition. Their goal was to get hired. That was their goal. That's why they went into podcasting. How do I know that's their goal? It's real simple shit. It's real simple, guys. The wrestling product sucks. And I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to make excuses for it. People in high power positions have no reason being there. They got there because of politics and they've killed the wrestling business. I've made that clear. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses for people. I've worked with politicians and I've worked with people that busted their ass. The politicians have killed the business. Okay, bro, it's that simple. The Bruce Pritchards of the world and that level that just kisses Vince McMahon's ass, that won't man up and tell Vince your product stinks, okay? They've killed the business. AEW, you know, the Cody Rhodes marks that have milked the Tony Khans, who's too stupid to understand he's a money mark, they've killed the business. I've made that clear. They're incompetent in the level that they're in. If Bruce Pritchard wants to be a producer, fine. Bruce Pritchard being head of creative sucks. That's why WWE creative sucks. If Cody Rhodes wants to be a wrestler, fine. If Cody Rhodes thinks he knows anything about management, marketing, running a company, he's out of his freaking mind. And I've said that a million times. So let's go to logic, Jeff. Wrestling business does not take criticism well. They want everybody to kiss their ass like they want to be hired and they want a job. That's what they like and that's what they get off on. You don't think I know that, bro? You don't think that I don't know if I sat here and kissed Vince McMahon's ass and kissed the WWE's ass and kissed AEW's ass? Do you not think my chances of being hired by one of these companies would greatly increase?
Weren't you told that by somebody in WWE a few years ago?
Yes, remember? I was told that. The fact of the matter is I don't want a job. That gives me the freedom to say what I want to say. Do you not understand that? My God, guys, if I was looking for a job in the wrestling business and this is the way I'm going about it, I'm a freaking idiot. There is no way I would ever get hired by one of these companies based on the things that I say. I don't understand, like, what is so hard for you to understand that? You know, if Eric Bischoff got a gig with AEW, good for Eric Bischoff. Listen to any one of his 83 days shows and listen to how the guy toes the line. He knows the shit sucks. He won't say it sucks because he wants a job. If you listen to Bruce Pritchard, Something to Wrestle With, you would have heard him towing the line because he knew the WWE sucks and he wasn't going to say it because he wanted to work for them. I clearly tell you the product sucks. The people in charge are incompetent. Man, I am going about it in a wrong-ass way if I'm looking for these people to hire me. Jeff, what is it? I don't know. How am I not communicating this and translating this?
Oh, it's possible that some of these people that come into Twitch just don't listen to our shows, so they haven't heard you talk about it. They only see you on Twitch.
Let me tell you something. If you want to know, then you need to listen to our shows because, guys, I'm not – when I go on Twitch, when I go on YouTube streaming, guys, I'm not repeating the same shit over and over and over and over and over and over again, which I find myself doing. So you know what, bro? If you are a brand member, russosbrand.com. If you are a Patreon member, patreon.com/RussoTWC, then you will know where I stand. Gosh, bro, it's like, my gosh, it's like, whatever, you know, Tom Brady wanted the Dallas Cowboys to hire him, and Tom Brady's burying the organization. Like, you use common sense at some point, bro. Oy vey. I mean, that's where I got to be honest with you. That's kind of where I give Cornette credit. Cornette's the only other guy out there, like, you know, of people that kind of work there in our positions. Cornette's the only other guy out there telling it like it is. Eric kissed their ass. Bruce kissed their ass. I don't want to say JR kissed their ass, because JR is not an ass kisser, but JR towed the line, okay? Vince Russo does not. You guys suck. Your show sucks. You stink. And Cornette is 1,000 times worse than I am, because Cornette will personally attack people. I'm not going to attack people. I'm just going to state the facts. Like when I talk about Cody, I'm not attacking Cody. Cody, you're not qualified to be in the position you think you're qualified to be in. That's not an attack. That's a fact. Just like Vince Russo ran his own businesses outside of wrestling, and I failed at them, bro. That's not, running my business is not my strong suit. I know that. So I failed at it. You guys are failing at it. The only problem is, it's somebody else's money. It's not your own. If it was your own money and you were failing the way you're failing, let's see how quickly you'd pull out of it. It's not your freaking money. You're playing with somebody else's money. But guys, come on. There's got to come to a point where we're using common sense and logic here, for crying out loud.
Well, I think a lot of people, too, they don't think it makes sense. So they ask you, I just want your opinion. You know, a lot of the people are looking at this like, well, okay, why do they keep hiring these people that, you know, have failed more times than they succeeded?
Because that's common sense. Those people continue to kiss their ass. That's right, why it's common sense.
It's common sense to a lot of
well, it
of,
should the be. People. This is an industry that if you kiss their ass and stay on their good side, you have a shot. That's the wrestling industry. If you don't do that, they're going to blackball you. I made the blackball list a long time ago. So, like, if Eric is on AEW Wednesday, good for freaking Eric. It does not affect my life. I don't give a shit what the man does. All right, let's go 8 days a week, Jeff.
Remember, guys, all these shows in video and audio, no long-term commitment. You can opt out at any time. RussosBrand.com. Subscribe to the Realm Network right at the top. Let's start with Monday. We open the week with Castrating the Marks. And in this clip, Bruce Mitchell is talking about the swamp match between Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman.
Now, Bruce, what did you think?
If you're going to do a movie, you have to do a movie, however long it is, that makes sense, that holds up to other movies. This doesn't. It doesn't make sense. It's one long fight scene. There's no fight scene in the movies that are that long. And it's what it really is similar to is porno. But even porno scenes, like the sex scene, doesn't last.
Jeff, come on, bro. Come on. No freaking way. No freaking way.
Rewind.
Bro, seriously, seriously, guys, listen, brand members, I'm dead serious. Somebody needs to do a background check on this dude. Like, seriously, bro, somebody needs to do a background check on this creepy f-ing dude, bro. Like, seriously, man, this guy, I'm telling you, bro, this is the kind of guy that's got heads in his refrigerator. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. Somebody needs to freaking check out this guy, man, because I'm telling you, this is a cry for help. This is a cry for help, bro.
Let me rewind a little bit here. It's not done.
And it's what it really is similar to is porno. But even porno scenes, like the sex scene doesn't last all that long because you get tired of it. It's like that doesn't – so you don't have any like movie stuff going on. It had that element of let's get back together again. These two bears, let's get back together again, kind of homoerotic thing to it. But it was boring with that.
Oh, my God. I swear to God. Bro, how does Wade Keller even, like, let him talk about that shit? Like, seriously, Wade? Bro, Wade, you can't be slinging mud at me and having this lunatic talk about shit like that on your show. Like, oh, like, do you not find anything wrong with that, bro? How this guy, he weaves homoerotica into everything? Like, seriously, bro?
Like, he was legit trying to make an intelligent comparison to porno. Like, I mean, this is like another gym thing. He's bragging like he knows about sex and he watches a lot of porn. I guarantee you that's why he's doing it.
Jeez,
you know, but even the sex scenes go too long and you get sick of it. Yeah, Bruce, you probably do because you'd rather be watching wrestling. It's probably more exciting to you than sex. But
bro, if this guy's getting sick, if this guy's getting tired of long porn scenes, then you know he's watching a freaking lot of it, bro. God almighty, man. I swear you got issues. All these guys have issues. All these guys, bro. I would love to lay every one of these guys down on a psychiatrist couch. Every one of them. And let's freaking get down to the bottom of what the freak is wrong with you guys, man.
And I don't know why, Vince. We can never figure this out. How just everything seems to get compared to sex and porn, and he thinks this is homoerotic. And
you guys, again, I'm going to go back to common sense, and I'm going to go back to logic. You can figure that all out, guys. You learn. Bro. If people are podcasting on a daily basis, and you are listening to them, you learn pretty quickly about those people. Guys, I know everything there is to know about Howard Stern because I've listened to Howard Stern. You cannot help but go on podcasting every day and the true you and your personality is going to come across. We all know. I mean, bro, for Bruce Mitchell to go down this path every single day, bro, this gives you a little insight into this man's life when he's not podcasting. Okay, guys, I don't sit here and you guys know what am I talking about, guys? I'm talking about my records. I'm talking about my albums. I'm talking about sports. I'm talking about podcasting. I'm talking about conspiracy theories. You guys know me. You know what I talk about every day. If I was on here every day, bro, talking about racism and talking about homoerotic sex and, you know, my God, bro, I'm telling you about me. If I'm telling you those things, I'm telling you about me. I beg people, guys, start using common sense and start using a lot logic in a lot of these things that are going on. You got to start using your common sense and logic, not only in this shit, but in big picture stuff. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Wear goggles. Don't wear goggles. Holy shit. There comes a point, bro, when you got to use your own common sense and your own logic. You can't depend on anything else. Bruce Mitchell is making it clear what type of an individual I am.
Moving on to Tuesday, talks with Taylor Hendricks. This week, Taylor had on wrestler Sonya Strong. And here's a clip from that episode.
Jazz, oh my God, I loved Jazz. She just came and decimated everybody. Man, and then when Lita and Trish got to like main event Raw, I was like, I think I'm watching history right now. Like, it was epic. That's so good.
So Molly Holly and Ivory had some dope matches on Monday Night Raw. Like, if I watch wrestling now, and sometimes it's like wrestling now is not the same as back in the day, but it is. If you go back, obviously it's like people make it their own. It's more stylish or whatnot. But if you go back and you watch that, the women were doing this way before we even existed in the ring. You know, and now we have, you know, the Sasha Banks and Bayley's and Charlotte's and us taking it to a different level with everything that we learned from watching, you know, back then. So it's
kind of that's exciting. It makes you a part of that. Yeah. And that in and of itself should be just so uplifting. Like, you stop and you look around yourself and you're like, I can't believe I'm a part of this. I'm doing this. Me? What?
Also, on Tuesday, the newest Mr. versus Mrs. with Big Vito and Noelle. Here's a clip from this week's episode.
But they did say that space out, you can get a false negative the further away you go. And he's far away. This is why
So here's the thing, guys.
Immunity doesn't work.
So in my defense, I've had three tests and three negator
results. But you had a false negative.
Was it Negator, the villain in He-Man?
Hey, how did you know?
Because his name was Skeletor, sucker. You didn't even know.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. Listen, we're going to close this show out.
No, we can't close this show out. You're not
even
close.
We have to close. We have pool time.
You might have pool time, but we guarantee these people a solid 30 minutes of entertainment. Listen. And it's very rare that we discuss you. We never discuss you on our show. So, while I have Lily Fox here, I figured we'd clear up a few of the Vito rumors that Vito's been putting out there over the last year we've done this show.
Oh, there's rumors? I'd love to hear
that. Oh, there's plenty. Let's start off with your Knicks career, Vito LaGrasso. Yeah. Vito swears on the Holy Bible that he was a New York Knick under a 10-day contract and they just made him ride the bench.
Well, yeah, his ass would be riding the bench.
Yeah, but he never had a contract
with
the
Knicks.
He's
a white boy.
Yeah, true. He is white. Well, most parts of him are. Anyway, so do you recall any time? Because I asked Larry, and Larry said, well, he never got me tickets, which Vito insisted that he did.
Yeah. I did. No, hold on. That's
he
a
never
lot.
Gave us any tickets. Or he wasn't.
Right. He never had a Knicks contract. Okay, so Vito.
He probably wrote it up himself and signed it and said, like, yeah, see, I'm part of the Knicks.
But. Here's another thing that negates Vito's Knicks connection here. Vito has every contract he ever signed. I came across this WCW contract, and this shit's over 20 years old. So, Vito.
Hoarder.
You kept your. Yeah, well, as far as contracts go, hoarder. He has every contract ever. So, Vito, why don't you have this Knicks signed contract, but you have a WCW Ted Turner signed contract? Why would that be, Vito?
Because the Knicks contract is very dear to my heart and my first love of sports, and I keep that in a sacred place. So hoarders like yourselves don't get your grimy hands
on. Oh, no, we are not hoarders. You know, if you had another painting on the other side over here, I would have Mickey ears right now.
Oh, that's so true.
Isn't that amazing? Anyway, that's a side note. Vito claims to have been a professional rapper, that he's been in the studio with not only Biggie Smalls of Brooklyn fame, but Tupac Shakur. Do you recall Vito, other than him being big, being with any big people in a studio, or Tupac, or anybody? I mean, you know, even the Humpty from Digital Underground. I mean, anybody. Anybody has Vito been in the studio with anyone?
Vince, you might need to listen to that episode, because Vito's sister claims that he gave her the corona. So, interesting episode this week on Mr.
Vito's sister claims that he gave her the corona?
Yes, yes.
So I don't know about that, because I know Vito works in like an assisted living type of place, and like Vito gets tested all the time, so I don't know about that.
Moving to Wednesday. The Raw and SmackDown review. You, Stevie Richards, Bin Hameen, in this clip, talking about the predictability of match finishes in WWE.
Stevie brings this up all the time. However long Matt Riddle and Tony Nese was with Corbin getting involved at the end, I mean, come on, Stevie. Could anything else have happened in this match? We knew this was exactly however long you go with this match classic that will be forgotten by the time this show is over. They're going to have a long match. Riddle's going to go over and Corbin's going to get heat. I mean, God, Stevie, like, please put some thought into this.
Well, both you guys do live watch-alongs on Twitch, and you say it all the time, Vince. Ben's been saying it recently. People are calling the finishes at the beginning of the segment. People are calling the finishes to the show at the opening segment. Now, those are people that are just going to watch it no matter what. They're doing it because they're interacting with you guys on Twitch. But what about the casual viewer? Think about if you tuned into a baseball game, which can tend to be long. Football games are 3+ hours. You already know who was going to win. It's the classic, like, don't tell me who won the Super Bowl. I was away and I'm coming back. I have it DVR. Don't tell me. Someone tells you the finish. What do you automatically do?
You don't watch it. That's exactly what a beautiful scenario. Somebody, I do, guys, do that to Jeff Lane. Tweet Jeff Lane like after every Yankee game and tell him the score because that's what he does. But yes, bro, exactly. When you know the score, you don't watch it. Stevie, there can't be a better analogy than that.
How do you fix it?
Unpredictability.
Which should be an easy thing to pull off because it keeps your creative juices flowing as a writer.
Yep.
Keeps you less stressed and tired.
Yep.
But they don't do it. This seems like the harder way to make a show.
Yeah,
this should be an exciting process.
It is, yep.
I don't know how you guys can just sit there and be like, there's no unpredictability in this. We're getting the King's Ransom. The King's Ransom match is what's coming here, boys. And I'm jazzed about it. Yeah, paint by numbers bullshit. Here's where the reality could come in. Once again, the social media, they want to get over on Matt Riddle with the Goldberg stuff and whatever that was. And they might pay that off at Mania. Finally, someday, way too late from when it was hot and they should have. The other thing is Riddle coming out with the statement about his infidelities.
Yep.
That is the heat. Why do we not see Corbin listening to it on the phone laughing or like, you know, he's on there and he plays the shit, you know what I mean? And Corbin, I've pitched this before. This whatever Game of Thrones shit has got to go. If he was the half womanizer and playboy that he really portrays himself to be, making steaks, having the bachelor life, the Ferrari, Dan Bilzerian, this guy who owns weed companies, invested in a bunch of shit, hires all these models to be around him all the time and shit. Like, that's who Corbin should be. And then he could be ribbing Riddle that he gets mad strange on the side, but Riddle's locked down and he tried to and effed up his whole life and keep digging at him that way. Like really break the guy down mentally beforehand and F with him to build empathy. And I actually have to take a sidebar here in our conversation because we were watching Raw and I'm talking about hot chicks. I've got to ask you a serious question because the guys I watch Raw with, Modi and Referee Sideburns, were watching an old Raw, actually the DX episode, April 27th, 1998, DX Invasion in Hampton, Virginia, with the Tank. And on that show was the Dude Love Love Shack segment. And there were two girls who came out with them on the side. And the one on the right was short with huge gimmicks and perfect everything. And my buddy's in love. And we need to find out what strip club she worked at and or where she can be tracked down cyberly now. The other one on the other side was very passable, too. But if you have any information leading to the whereabouts of the girls in the Love Shack segment, we need that.
The buddy does realize it's 22 years later, right?
Yeah, I do. He does realize. That's why I think he can get it now. No shot. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean.
That's very good.
And, of course, this. I mean, it might even be easier in AEW. You know who's going to win every match. But, you know, you guys compared it to a baseball game or football. Why are you going to watch the game if you knew who was going to win ahead of time? I mean, anybody sitting down watching these shows can tell you who's going to win a match. So if you don't have that appeal of who is going to win, what is the point of watching the match?
Bro, I got to tell you something. Because you're right, Jeff. I just watched SmackDown before we came on here. And you know the finish of every match, like whatever. Guys, I'm telling you, I don't care who you are, honestly. And guys, with all due respect, I don't care if you're one of these people that have been watching wrestling since 1980 and you're waiting for it to get good again. I don't care if you're a creature of habit. I don't care if you're any of those things. Guys, I'm telling you this. If you are watching wrestling, okay, bro, honestly, you literally have nothing else better to do with your time. I mean, seriously, if you're sitting there watching WWE, if you're sitting there watching AEW, and I don't care if you do, I'm not telling you not to watch it. I'm not. What I am telling you is these shows are so piss poor. If you are sitting there watching these shows, you literally have nothing else better to do with your time. I watch these shows because I have to. And thank God, August, September, October, November, December, January. I'm almost at 5 months, down to 5 months of having to watch these shows. And the second these shows start, I can't wait for them to end. I DVR, I go through fast forward. If you guys are watching these shows, I swear you got to find something else more productive to do with your time. Seriously, man, start a podcast, you know, write, you know, work on your lawn, put out resumes, maybe get a better job. I mean, there are a million things you could do. Spend time with your family, spend time with your friends, work on yourself, read the Bible. There's a million things you can put in the place of wrestling, because I'm telling you, bro, even if you are a brand member, if you're watching this stuff, man, you have too much time on your hands.
Moving on to Thursday. Black and White, you and Stevie Ray in this clip, you're discussing the comments made by Sasha Banks and Naomi to Stevie's brother, Booker T.
Like when Booker T says something like that, I listen. If I had my hands on her for 1 month, Naomi would look at this business in a totally different way. Okay. You ready for this now? Here's the problem. This is the problem with wrestling today.
Okay.
This is why they need militants in the locker room. This is why they need militants in the locker room. Because this is why you're the senior vice president of the brand. Disco says something out of school, you're going to handle this.
Okay.
All right, we're getting to the finish.
Yeah.
Here it is. Naomi did respond to Booker T tonight on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
She tweeted a Jim Carrey gif and wrote, "Will do, Booker T," 5 times. I got the picture of Carrey in front of me.
I saw it.
Yeah, okay. Sarcastic, goofy, like, okay, Booker, I'll do it right away, Booker. I'll do it right away. Okay, this is the one that, like, bro, if you're working for me, like, you're fired. You are fired. Sasha Banks also chimed in about Booker T's recent comments. Banks called his opinions useless. Banks wrote, "Don't feed into useless opinions, no matter who they come from. Keep glowing and shining like you always do. You ain't got nothing to prove to anybody." ? Bro, that quote right there is everything that is not only wrong with this failing wrestling business, it's everything that is wrong with the world. You got these 20-somethings that never did anything, never accomplished anything, okay? Think they're over and they're not. I'm talking about the world too, not just wrestling. And then when you have an icon come along, knowledgeable, with a history, with experience, and not even saying anything in a derogatory way, but giving constructive criticism, Naomi is great at this, but if she knew this part of the game, there would be no ceiling. And not only that, to say, and you know what? Give me a month with her. So now he's putting her over. He's telling her giving her constructive criticism if she worked on this. And you know what, bro? I'd be happy to work with her. And you got a Sasha Banks and Naomi herself blowing a freaking guy like Booker T off, disrespecting this guy who did more in the business literally in 1 year than the both of you will do in your careers combined. Stevie, what is wrong with these kids today? Where did we stop respecting people who knew? What is going on?
You know, Vince, I've addressed this on many occasions. That's why I'm having a segment on my show tonight. Before I have my main eventer on tonight, I have my boy Chris Dilsworth, who does his own podcast. He's my wrestling aficionado, and he's going to come on, and we're going to discuss this ad nauseum. And my main event guest, we're going to discuss it too. But be that as it may, I look at this from both sides because I deal with a lot of young people and things that I do, as you well know. Not like yourself. I deal with, you know, I have to deal with young people.
Bro, you're the VP. You have to deal, because I won't deal with the young people. So that's why I give you the big bucks to be the senior vice president, because you deal with them. I don't deal with them, bro.
So I can see it from both sides. What we have to realize is when the people start the hashtag Naomi thing, don't blame them, because that's today. That's just what they do today.
Okay.
So I understand where my brother is coming from when he says, you know, people got their own, you know, their own merits, this, that, and the other, and, pull their own weight and so on and so forth. But you got to realize something. In today's wrestling world, everything is so concise with how someone else wants you to be. So a Naomi coming into business and the way she works, that's how she's been trained to work. Today's worker is like the way you train a dog, the way you train a monkey, the way you train a seal, the way you train, you know, anything, any animal that's getting ready for SeaWorld or something like that. It's not something that you've already carved out of something from watching things, and I came up with my own persona.
It's a factory. So, it's a factory system.
How many times have you heard me, Vince? We've talked about this many times, and I call things cookie cutter.
Right. Right, right.
How many times have you heard me say that?
Right. So they just don't know. They just don't know. Give them the benefit of the doubt. They just don't know.
Vince, if I trained my German Shepherd and one day I say, Vince, I got a job on the moon. I can't take my German Shepherd with me. Every time you come by, Vince, he likes you. What you keeping for me? And out of the goodness of your heart, people know this is not a real scenario. They know you could.
I'm just waiting for your shirt, German Shepherd, to bite the white guy. That's what I'm waiting for, because that's coming, bro. Your German Shepherd is going to bite me because I'm white. That's what's coming, bro. Go ahead.
Only if you're the pizza man.
And of course, to get Stevie's full thoughts on that, you need to check out the episode on russosbrand.com. One thing I thought was interesting, Vince, and I don't think we really talked about this. Of course, though, Naomi has put out a nice tweet to Booker T since then. But Sasha Banks has been kind of quiet. And, you know, if she wanted to say that to Naomi, if that's her opinion, Booker T's opinion is irrelevant, why didn't she text it to her? Like, why did she put a public tweet out?
Because, bro, I told you, with not all of these people, but a lot of these people, bro, they think they're important. They think they're over. Sasha Banks is sitting in front of her computer thinking the entire world is waiting to hear her comments, when, quite frankly, like the major population on this planet doesn't give a shit what Sasha Banks doesn't even know who Sasha Banks is, but in her little world, in her little universe, with her little Twitter followers, she believes that she's over, and everybody's waiting on her beck and, you know, her, every beck and word to see what Sasha, oh, what's Sasha going to say about this? And again, bro, like, if you're one of those people, man, guys, I'm serious. There is so much more you could be doing with your time to be more productive than listening to what a 20-something-year-old wrestler thinks because they believe in their own minds that they are so over that you can't live without their opinion. Come on, man. It's comical. It's comical to sit back because I sit back and I watch these shows and I know who thinks they're over. And it's freaking comical. You've got a dying show at an all-time low that you're on, okay? And you get those numbers every week and you think that you're over. If somebody is telling you you're over, they should be fired immediately. Because if it were me and we were drawing these kind of numbers, I would expect to be fired. Not only would I expect to be fired, I would literally tell Vince to fire me because I'm not doing my job. You're paying me to get ratings. I'm not doing my job. Get somebody else in here that can do this. I swear to God, that's what I would do. That is because I'd be failing miserably. And for anybody on these shows to think they're over with the number you guys are drawing is comical to me. That is one of the few things I do enjoy.
Also on Thursday, Goldie's Closet with Goldilocks. Here's a look at the latest episode.
I know that it's more like a personality thing. Like you have a tendency to, go overboard on whatever it is, like obsess on one thing. So I'll go from like being obsessed about working out to obsessed with like sugar and then like smoking cigars and then this and that. And like being aware of that, I can kind of like hyper-focus and get a lot of stuff accomplished. If they have a sick kid, you know, it's just like go. For those of you who don't know what it's all about.
Let's talk about it.
I started this charity to help kids that are going through, you know, mainly cancer treatments, but any type of sickness. And we provide them with transportation back and forth to medical facilities. And, what we do is we'll pick you up at your house. And if it's a 3-hour drive, we put you in some sort of VIP transportation, you know, stock it up with goodies, snacks, figure out what you're into, get your favorite, you know, movie on the TV and let you chill out. And what it does is it really helps kids, like, get into a good mental space, like on their way.
And I noticed that there was a donate button up at the top, and we need people to support that who are listening.
I had an opportunity to invest and open up a tattoo shop back in Michigan.
In Grand Rapids.
Art studio / gallery. Like all of our tattoo artists there have to be oil painters or sculptors or have some.
Really?
When you're not tattooing, most people sit around and paint and stuff. And we try to have, you know, nights where we get local artists to come in and they can, like, we give them basically a venue.
Moving on to Friday, Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco. In this clip, we're discussing some major publications that were discussing the decline in WWE audience.
I cannot believe, bro, they are below the average rating on USA Network.
I can't, bro. Look at I've said this. This is just another belt I'm wearing. I mean, bro, what did I say about all this? What this would happen? What did I say this was going? What did I say, bro? I've called all of this.
But this is all
speculation. And people know. I've called all of this.
But this is all speculation. We don't know.
And people are trying to tell me that I don't think I know the reason why it's happening.
But this is all speculation. We don't know.
Stop that, please.
I'll leave the show.
Okay, but basically, I've said this all along, and I'm telling everybody why this is happening. And people are – I said this was going to happen. Okay? Everything that's happened, I said was going to happen.
Did we not say this was going to – or just you? Like,
I said
agreeing with you. Were the two of us disagreeing with you?
No, you guys were saying – but I was saying this. You guys were repeating it. But I said for – because, bro, we were – Jeff read the article on the show. I was saying this in 2007.
Right.
Okay, so it's not like okay.
I'm not going to
And I'm saying, telling you, I'm the person that has predicted all this, and I'm telling you why this is happening. It's not the creative, okay, because creative can, like, you know, you can't – creative can be terrible. Creative can be good.
It's subjective.
If the guys go in the ring and it's do subjective. What they're doing –
Right.
For 12 to 16 minutes,
right.
You are giving fans an opportunity to just turn the show off and watch something else.
Right.
Creative, okay, you're doing it looks nothing like wrestling matches. Yes. Everybody's diving, they're slapping the leg, they're phoning, they're hiding, they're faking fighting.
Yep. And it goes on way too long.
It goes on way too long. And I will defend that position, and I'm the only one that has any evidence, because I'll say, okay, look at the numbers. I predicted this was going to happen because of the work. You guys are saying the work's fine and the creative. It's like, but no, you don't have anything to point to. Like, okay, this is where creative work. This is where work. You've no evidence.
Yep.
They have nothing to point to defend their position.
You know what the difference is, Jeff? Here's why we were smarter than them.
Oh, but before you get into that, I want to ask you. No, I'm not interrupting you.
Go ahead.
Tell me, based on this, and based on where they are, and based on Fox, and basically that it's getting 100,000. Bro, what was your? I want to know details of the conversation when you, Ben, and Stevie talked to the Fox executives before the show started. What was their? Did they think? Were they telling you this is going? What was it like?
You know, of course, Disco. You know, always calls himself the genius, and we give him a lot of crap for it. But he has called just about every single thing that has happened in the trends in the business. You know, he mentioned in that clip the article he wrote in 2007 for, I think it was WrestleZone. If you Google that and read it, you'd think he wrote it today. You know, he has predicted all this stuff, and nobody listens to him, and nobody listens to you or Stevie or Ben or anybody that, you know, is Booker T, you know, Jim Ross. We could go, the list goes on and on and on of all these people that were successful and know what's wrong, and the numbers just keep going down. But, you know, when major publications, and one of them that we were talking about was a research firm, and they were nervous about, like, the stock going forward after analyzing this stuff and with the numbers and stuff. And then we had Vince McMahon's generic response. We've been producing stars for 30 years, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. How can you think the people there think anything other than our shit don't stink, our stuff's great?
Well, either that or they're just very, very good actors, bro.
Listen to everything that's been said by you guys on our shows going back since we started. I mean, you guys called all this.
You know, bro, like I said, it's a world full of politicians. That's why I was successful, and that's why me and Ed were successful. We were two normal people that walked into that world, and all of a sudden, like, Vince McMahon was working with non-politicians, and Vince McMahon was working with two writers, and Vince McMahon was working with two guys that all they really did was care about writing the show. That has not happened before or since. It's been politics. It was politics before, bro. It's been politics since. And I swear to God, bro, wrestling literally is the last show I would watch on TV if I didn't have my commitment till January 24th. It is the absolute last show I would watch. I would sample anything else on television before wrestling. Anything, like literally anything, like a show about Pavarotti. I would watch that before wrestling.
Also on Friday, the Triple Threat podcast with the franchise, Shane Douglas. Here's a clip from the latest episode.
Your pretty glasses on there, and my eyes are doing well. JP can see. We can't say the same for Rey Mysterio, unfortunately. He is one eye short. What do you think about Rey Mysterio? Are you sad to hear that?
I've been so worried since it happened. I hope he. I'm sure with the money and the contacts the WWE has, I'm sure they probably have a really good ocular surgeon that ought to be able to pop that marble right back in. Yeah, my question on this is the picture that you guys sent over to me.
Yeah.
Is, you know, like special effects today, you watch a movie, right? They're pretty damn good. You watch the shit and you think the stuff's really happening, right?
Yep.
Could the WWF not afford better than a marble or whatever the hell, a golf yeah. ball or whatever the, yep. whatever the hell that was in his hand? Because good Lord, that looked ridiculous. Take the like when you were a kid and you'd go into the spook house, right? And they'd have the, grapes in there with the gooey balls, the little gooey ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, with the rind pulled off it or the skin or whatever yep. you want to call it. Right. Do that for Christ's sakes. At least that would look better than a golf ball with a little bit of red paint on it. Wow.
So bad. That was See, awful.
The thing I didn't get about it. Why wasn't it one of those pre-produced movie matches?
If right. Gonna That's what I thought that, it was going to be.
You know, that grotesque. They had the pre-produced movie match, which I've been told on this vacation was the worst one of any of them that they've done so far. Mm-hmm. But this one, I mean, they had him. Did he curb stomp him or did he just dig his eye into the steps? And that's how the eye came out?
Yeah, into the steps again. But it was so weird that they had that bad camera shot too. Like usually if you know the guy's going to do that or the, you know, blade or something, you don't have the camera like even anywhere close because you could zoom in and people see it at home. Like why did they have that shot? They should have the other way or backed up further. They literally were like exposing themselves. Very, very bad production on their part. Shocked at their production value on that one.
I thought the exact same thing that you said, Chad, that, you know, why, you know, if they're doing these god-awful things, you know, from my perspective, why wouldn't you have done something like that with this segment? Because this, of all the segments, this one begged out for it, right? Again, you'd have to go ask the Irishman, because you got me. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And I got to give you the best, like, tremendous. Look at that.
Horrible. Oh,
I was out at Dominic's and I showed him that picture. his mouth dropped up. He looked at me and goes, "Are you fucking kidding me?" He goes, "Horrible." He goes, "That's the shits."
Of course, we wrap up on Saturday, bucket full of chicken necks. But instead of showing you just a clip this week, why don't you watch the entire episode for free? We put it up promotional this past week. You can get that entire episode of Chicken Necks that Vince did. All you got to do is go to our YouTube. So if you're listening to this on the audio, it's youtube.com/Vince Russo Brand. Of course, if you're on YouTube, you're already right here. Just go into the past videos. You will see the entire episode of the latest Chicken Necks that we put out every Saturday on the Realm Network. Vince, you wanted that one to go out for free this week.
Everybody because again, bro, it's what I said. Like I just said it pertaining to wrestling. It's not pertaining to wrestling. It's pertaining to the world. Bro, people wake up. Please wake up. Please open your eyes. Please open your ears. Please look at the surroundings around you. Stop being a freaking sheep. Stop letting people tell you what to do. Stop letting others lead you by the nose. Stop letting people believe making you believe that they're smarter than you because they have more money or because they have a position of power. It's all bullshit, bro. We all have the same brain. And our brain is developed through our life experiences. Our brain is developed through genes. It's hereditary. The way we were raised, our friends, our education. I mean, you name it, bro. Nobody's better than you. And people need to start freaking waking up and saying, it goes back, bro. Like, why do I want to work for the WWE? Why would I want to work for them? Because of money? Bro, I can make that money on my own. I don't need to depend on them for money. I can make that money on my own. So I have the freedom to think for myself and speak for myself because I'm not going to rely on other people for a freaking payday. And we all have that freaking ability, bro. And I'm just saying, we are in a time right now, you know, where the sheep are getting us free thinkers in a bind. And we all need to be free thinkers, man. We need to stop letting people freaking control us. That's what the show is about, Jeff.
Troy with 50 bits, DJ Mad Dog with 30 bits. Remember, guys, all those shows in video and audio every single week. RussosBrand.com. Right at the top, click subscribe to the Realm Network. There is zero long-term commitment. And Vince, we got a ton of other shows on our Patreon at patreon.com/RussoTW.
Yeah, guys, we offer like two different menus. I mean, look at it that way. And, you know, you could depend, you could look at both menus, decide what you want. You could try both patreon.com/RussoTWC. You could try russosbrand.com. You could do them both. Bro, we set it up in such a way where you could get, you know, just about every show on both channels for under 10 bucks a month. I mean, that's the way that we set it up. So guys, please check it out. RussosBrand.com, patreon.com/RussoTWC. Jeff, did you say what else you're doing on the side?
No, you can check me out, guys. Twitch.tv/JeffLane22. Do some live gaming a few days throughout the week. And also patreon.com/JeffLane22, where I do some WWE reviews and a few other things.
All right, guys, that is it. Thank you for listening to the show, bro. We also, guys, I just want to tell you real quick, Patreon, man, you want to sign up on that early in the month because Patreon charges you the first of the month. So it's still early in the month. Sign up now so you can get the entire month. That is it, everybody. Have a great, great day. I will see you later on.